What are your preferred work styles? What is your preferred management style? Whether you realize it or not, you gravitate toward them. Do you know what they are? Well, we all have different approaches to the way we go about our work. And one of the joys and beauties of discovering it is you have the ability to tap into it, both the strengths and knowing the weaknesses. The truth is, there are more than three preferred work styles, but today I want to share with you what I believe are three of the strongest preferred working styles. And it comes from a test called the Berkman Method. Now, while I've taken many assessment tests in my day, the Berkman clearly stands out as the winner in my book. The combination of these three preferred work styles I'm going to share with you today will make up your natural management style. So I want you to do a little test today. I want you just to rate yourself between 1 and 10 in each of these three areas I'm about to share with you. And doing this will help you to better understand the way you approach work. So here's work style number 1, knowledge specialist. See, if you're high in this area, then you need all the facts before you can just step out or step up and talk about a topic. Maybe you fear that you're going to be found out for what you do not know. Maybe you need all the facts before you have enough confidence to stand up and act authoritative. If you're low in this area, then you do not mind at all being thrust into the spotlight, even if you don't have all the facts. In fact, you're great at winging it or going with the flow. We'll figure it out as long as we kind of go along this process is your mantra. So which one are you? Are you high in the knowledge specialist or are you low? Work style number 2 is directive management. Now, if you're high in directive management, then you have a hard time letting go of things. I mean, the quote for you might be, if I want this to get done right, I might as well do it myself. Have you ever caught yourself saying this? Well, this is the reason it's hard for you to give things up. You lead from the front, and you want direct involvement in problem solving, implementing, and yes, controlling. So rate yourself right now. Are you high in directive management or are you low? Work style number 3, delegative management. Now, a high number in this area means that you want to get stuff done and solve problems, but you do it through people. You love to delegate. Now, this can be both good and bad. It can be good because you allow others the freedom to do what they need to do to complete a project. On the other hand, people under you can become frustrated when you're constantly trying to solve problems through them instead of handling things directly. So where are you? High? Low? So let's talk about your preferred management style. You see, taking all three of those into account is going to help you to see how you naturally approach your work. When given a project in the context of a team environment, you're going to gravitate towards managing others by how you're naturally wired, and it's probably going to be stronger in one of these three. So this is why having a better understanding of who you are can help you in managing your career. This podcast is brought to you by the 30-Day Get Productive Challenge. It's a free online video course you can take to double your productivity in the next 30 days. Along with the challenge, you get worksheets, PDF checklists, and more. To start the challenge, just go to jonathanmilligan.com.